This is Cody.
How you doing?
Hello?
Cody, can you hear me there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I just got your number from, Jesus Christ, I just,
Mike?
Forgot. Mike, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's Friday. It's been a long day for me. No, my apologies. Crazy, because I just got off the phone with him like 2 seconds ago. I can't believe I would forget this his
no
name. Okay. So Mike gave me your number. We discussed placing Lost Boys on the first page of Google. He was really digging the idea. He liked the idea of being right alongside of his competitors, and I mean, ultimately, what he wants is obviously to stay busy and bring on more work. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, what matters are results, and you know, us keeping you guys busy with work. So, what we're proposing, Cody, is to place Lost Boys right alongside of the guys that are on the first page of Google now, because we had a position on the first page that opened up. Like I told Mike, these positions don't open up too often, only because everyone wants to be on the first page of Google. They know that being there, it's really a golden ticket, because everyone on there is never short of work, right? Not because they're excellent people doing excellent work. I mean, most of them are, obviously, but it's just because they're on that first page. I mean, that's just the bottom line, right? Because, I mean, you do get some people that are like, hey, man, this guy did not do a good work. Yeah, but because they're first options, guess what? They get, you know, they continue to keep that phone ringing. So
yeah.
What we do is that we would put you guys right alongside of, like, Finmark Construction, Villa Family, Artisan Roofing and Remodeling, Mission Mountain Construction, Elm Construction, Luxury Home Repairs, Flatheads Construction, Restorations of Montana, CRS, and Reliable Remodeling. These companies are the ones that are currently on the first page of Google, and that's where we have a position that opened up today, actually just not too long ago, and that's where we would be placing Lost Boys, right alongside of these competitors of yours.
Okay.
Mike wanted an idea of how it works. I mean, I'm assuming, Cody, you've been around the block, you know, and you know a little bit.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar with digital marketing and SEOs and.
Oh,
you know,
God, you have no idea how much you appreciate. I have no idea how much I appreciate you knowing all of that, because it.
Yeah.
It saves me the whole mumbo jumbo.
Oh,
I mean, I can just talk to you straight to the point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So what are the keywords that they have to search to find us on that first page?
The keywords that we would list you guys under, as I mentioned with Mike, it would be home building, home remodeling, kitchen remodeling,
okay.
Kitchen building, siding, woodwork, deck cleaning, room remodeling. You know, there's up to 20 keywords that you guys are allowed to put. I mean, I don't think you guys have that many. But we can do up to 20 keywords on Google, okay?
Okay.
And then you guys already have the website, which is awesome, because we can promote that on the first page of Google as well, right?
Yeah, I was wondering, because it's just basically a landing page, really cheapo one. So, like, I think if we get into this and if it actually works, you know, that we probably need to update that to make it more snazzy. But it does give them links to everything.
Yeah, no worries. And like I told Mike, you know, you can use, you know, the website that you guys have. If it's a little bit outdated, I mean, you know, you guys can definitely, you know, work on getting that fixed. Or we can always build them, you know, build Lost Boys a new updated website. It would be included within our service. We don't charge you additional for that.
Okay.
Just so you know, I mean, to keep that in mind. Now, Cody, do you guys have any social media presence?
We have a Facebook page, and that's how we've been getting, you know, we drive everybody to our Facebook page, and then I've been doing ads on Facebook, so that's how we've kind of gotten a few of our deals.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, I think you're going to like this part. We also have a contract. We work side by side with Meta. I'm sure you know who Meta is. Meta is who runs Facebook, right? Yeah. So we work with Meta. So what we would do, since you guys already have an established business Facebook page, we would promote that for you guys, and then we would do the ads for the business. So this way you don't have to be paying that separately.
Yeah. Okay.
We also work with two other companies, which is Yelp. I'm not sure if you ever heard of Yelp.
Yeah,
we work with Yelp. Okay. So we would list you guys on Yelp. And then lastly, we work with Apple. Which is, for anyone that has an iPhone and uses Safari to do searches, we will list you on their platform as well. And since you guys already have the domain, the pricing, which is a month-to-month pricing, Cody, is $299 a month. Okay. There's no hidden charges. There's no contracts, which is what our clients love. Right. It's a month-to-month.
There you go.
You just beat me to it. It's a month-to-month service. So, I'm telling you, man, if Mike ever gets rid of you, Cody, let me know. You come on board with us. I think we can definitely use you. So.
Well, without me, they wouldn't have any of this because I worked at an MSP. So I had one of my people set up the domain and everything. The Lost Boys guys send me cell phone pictures of their notebook papers. And then I have to figure out. So, I mean, Mike,
it's probably in Mike's best interest not to get rid of you then. That's what it sounds like.
So this is because they asked me, they were doing a deck on my house and they asked me how I could help them. And then I became an owner. So, nice.
Okay. Cody, what's Mike's number? Because I had the account pulled up under his number, but when I called you, it eliminated that. What's his number?
Mike's number, let me see. Well, I have to go to my... We have a business number that rings to all of us, but do you have to find the account under Mike's number?
Yeah, I think it was his number because I'm not able to go back here. I would have to hang up on you. I don't want to do that. So what's his number? I'll let you know what number it's under.
Sure, 406-382-9166.
Okay, 382-9166. Let's see if this is it. 406-382-9166. Nope, that's not going to be it. It's probably going to be the other one that you just said. Go ahead.
Let me see, because we have the, let me look it up here, just to make sure I'm giving you the right one. settings, 406-351-0177.
All right, stand by here for a second.
Yeah, so that's our Google Voice phone number, so it rings to all of us, and then whoever answers.
Oh, okay, yeah, there it is, okay. I just pulled it up, okay, Lost Boys.
Yeah, so that's what I set up to.
Okay, perfect. Well, man, it sounds like you did everything here for them. Okay, am I setting this up under your name? Would that be okay?
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Cody, what's your last name?
Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R.
And first name, C-O-D-Y?
Correct.
Okay, and then what's your email address?
It's tlostboy41@gmail.com for now. We're going to change it for the domain. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Just let us know when you do. We'll update it.
Yeah.
Now, the 406-351-0177, is that a good number to put on Google where the clients can reach you guys?
Yes, that's the best one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me here one quick second. And then what address do you guys have the business register out of? Don't worry, we're not going to place this on Google. It's just for our records.
Yeah, I set up one that's not actually a legit address. It's just an automatic email. So for the two, you said $299 a month. Is that what it was?
That's correct, $299 a month, yep.
So you said you run ads. How many ads do you guys run through Meta for that?
Well, we run the ad that we're running, it's for the entire month. We're running the same ad for the entire month, so you guys will be covered. Okay. I mean, you're always welcome to add more if you wanted to, but most of our clients are pretty satisfied with what we're doing. But if you see things are just taking off and doing excellent, I mean, you are, guys are always welcome to add more, you know, to okay. run more through Meta.
Okay. Let me find this. It's 1925 Grand Avenue, Suite 119, or excuse me, Suite 129.
129. And what zip code is that?
59102.
59102. Okay, and that's in Billings. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Now, what days and what times that you guys wanted to show on Google, Cody, that you guys are open and available to take calls from customers?
Well, I would say, let's see, later in the time. So probably 9 to 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
8 p.m., gotcha. And is that going to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, or are you guys working 7 days? What days are you guys doing?
I would put it just we'll accept calls all the time, so I would do Monday through Sunday. I have their wide set up to help us answer question calls, too. So.
Oh, nice.
When we're all working.
Well, you know what? It's funny because Mike said, he's like, yeah, man, I really like this. He's like, but, you know, run it by Cody. I think she'll be fine with it. But you know what? Now I'm thinking that you're the real boss based on all the all the functions that you're doing for the company. I mean.
Totally. We actually just started on Angie's List, too. So I don't know if you want to mention that on the ad, but we are on Angie's List.
You're on that. Okay. Yeah. You know what? Angie's in Google is complete night and day. Just so you know, I mean,
totally.
You'll see the difference. And I promise. Yeah. And again, I'm not one to ever badmouth any company because I don't think that's how business is done. But
yeah,
when you see the difference with Google and Angie's, I promise you that you are probably going to choose to discontinue one service and it's not going to be worse.
Got it. Okay.
And how far are you willing to travel for new customers, Cody?
What do we have? I mean, up here it's just such a small town type thing. Let me see here. I mean, the guys live, so I'm in a major city for non-Canada standards, I guess, in Kalispell, but they live 60 miles south of me in Polson. So I would do at least, can you do it by, like, distances around Kalispell and Polson?
Yeah, I was going to say we can do about 40 to 50 miles. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do it out to like 100 miles, actually.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it to start off with a 50-mile radius, which is about an hour and a half drive, and see how that goes for now.
Yeah,
okay?
And that's from Kalispell or from Polson?
No, from Polson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And we can always adjust that, too.
Absolutely. Okay, perfect. All right. Here, bear with me 1 second. Okay.
Sure.
And then the Facebook page that you guys have, what's the name of it?
I think it's just Lost Boys. Let me see. I did that, too. Let me check. Lost Boys Construction.
Okay. Is LLC on there or not?
Not. I can edit that, though. I should. We just got that.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then the website, can you verify it for me?
One second here. LostBoysCon.org.
Okay. .org. Perfect. All right. Bear with me. Let me update that here. right, let's see here. Okay, perfect, perfect. All right. You're going to get a call from our IT guys, Cody, Monday, because they're getting ready to take off our IT department. Again, I'm sure you know what they do. They do all the back-end work to, you know, do the listing on Google, you know, for all the features, the content. I mean, that's what I call – those are the brain of the company, man. I said computer nerds one time, and I got in trouble for saying that, so I don't say that anymore.
They're you know, your onboarders.
Those are the guys. I mean, I don't know how they do it. Sometimes I get somebody that calls me and is like, hey, Mario, can you help me? I was like, wait a minute. Let me get you over to our – let me give you over to our specialists that do that. But they're going to give you a call on Monday to complete and get all the required details. Cody, what time would you have about 30 minutes to spare Monday?
Let me look here. Too many windows open right now. Monday, good night. I could do 10 a.m. Mountain time. I don't know where
Mountain
you're at.
Time. Okay, and let me just verify that they have that available. Okay, let's see here. 10 a.m. Okay. I do have that available.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And thank you for being patient. I'm almost done here.
Okay.
You do have access to that, the email that was provided. It's thelostboy41@gmail.com.
I do.
Yep. Okay, perfect. I'll send the confirmation there in a second. I do have to create a password for the account. Make sure that you share this with Mike. If you guys ever call in for any reason, we're going to verify it's you guys on the phone with this security question. I'm going to ask you a question, and the answer you provide will be the security question and answer, I should say. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Mm-hmm. What would they remember?
Right, that's important.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Do Squirt. That's my dog's name.
Okay. Is that like the drink?
Well, yeah, just S-Q-U-I-R-T, Squirt.
Okay.
He's a, I think that they'll remember that one, hopefully.
Okay, perfect. I think they will. Hopefully they
do. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, his first name, his original name was Moose, but we renamed him Squirt. So
that's quite a bit of a name change there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's a little dog, so
Okay. Perfect. Give me a second. Okay, perfect. All righty then. And then are you guys open for commercial work, or are you guys mostly residential right now, Cody?
I think we're going to stick to residential for now.
Okay. That's what Mike gave me. I just wanted to verify with you since you are, I mean, between me and you, you are the boss. So, you know, sometimes it's just good to verify, but okay, I'll make it here at residential
only.
Okay, perfect. And then regarding the $299, Cody, how did you want to take care of that? We take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
Hold on, someone keeps calling my phone. Let's see. We can do, I think, let me look here. We have a business card. I don't have the information right here in front of me. I think it's in the car. 1 second here.
No worries.
Take your time. I'm here for another 5 hours.
Okay. Information. I doubt it'll give me my card information. Okay, hang on 1 second. I just need to go grab it out of the car.
Okay, so. Take your time. No worries. Right. Just don't run over there. I don't want to be guilty of that.
No worries.
I'm the king of the coolest guys.
Okay, sorry about that.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
It's a MasterCard.
Okay.
5237.
Okay.
5300.
Okay.
8023.
Okay.
8652.
Perfect. Expiration date?
0427.
0427. Okay. And then the CC code is good.
Yeah. 475.
Okay. And no worries. I mean, you're definitely always ahead of me. now, does the card say Cody Palmer, or is it going to say the company name?
It's Cody A. Palmer.
Cody A. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. A. Palmer. Okay. All right, bear with me 1 second while I verify that the form of payment you provided is a valid one, and then we can get the ball rolling there. And then while I do that, I'm just going to read our disclosure to you. Take me about 30 seconds. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Cody. The reason behind this, we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify those for you.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Of course, also it serves as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that we have everything correct, Cody, can you please state the name of the company?
Lost Boys Construction.
Thank you. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Cody A. Palmer, owner.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Lost Boys Construction, LLC?
Yes.
Perfect. And are you an authorized party on the billing account information you provided?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary.
Yes.
Thank you very much. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask, if you ever bring another company on board, that you keep us in the loop. I mean, of course, aside from Angie's. That way we're not duplicating our efforts. Okay. The initial payment will be set up today, which is December 6th, for the amount of $299. Your next payment will not be due until next year, January 6th. And that's going to be the flat rate of $299. That amount will never change. Also take into consideration, Cody, that this is not a contract and you guys have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay.
Got it.
We simply ask that if you did ever wanted to stop the service, you give us a 3-day heads up. So 3 days prior to the 6th, which would be on the 3rd. Okay. And then the number that you want to call is our customer service number. I can read it off to you or I can text you, whatever is easier for you.
Just text it. That would be great.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll text it over to you. All right. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All right. In a second, you're going to start getting text messages, Cody. You're going to also get a bunch of, I wouldn't say a bunch, maybe about 3 or 4 emails. Welcome to the company. The whole 101. So, like, you already, I'm preaching to the choir here. You already know what's coming. Yeah. There's going to be one email in particular that you're going to get. You do have to fill that one out. It's really, really simple. If you have a second, I can go over it with you really quick, or I can just tell you how to do it, and you can do it on your own. But if you have 2 minutes, I can go over it with you.
I'm looking at that account.
All right. Bear with me 1 second. It has not I just sent it, so it takes about 30 seconds for you to see it on your end. So let's see here. Okay, yep, it still hasn't arrived there. And aside from SEO and marketing, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, it's good. I work at I have another full-time job, so, yeah, I'm...
So this is not your full-time job?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I work at an MSP, so I'm a vice president of client success there.
Well, that also gives an idea, you know, if you deal with that, why Mike is, you know, brought you on board to help with that.
Well, he thought I was an accountant, and so he offered a position, like, because they said, well, we don't like I didn't like their boss, their general contractor, so I fired him, and then I hired the guys as independent contractors as I could as the owner of the house. And they were like, well, I guess we should look into starting our own business. How do we do that? And so I was like, well, on Facebook, there's a meet and greet for, you know, title or a tile company that you guys should go meet other, you know, contractors and stuff. And they're like, well, we don't have anything. So then I made them business cards. And I'm like, I guess you need a logo. We need a name. And then it turned into I'm on LegalZoom setting up their LLC. And then, well, what are we going to put on the business card? I guess you need a Facebook page. So then we did a Facebook page. And then I'm like, well, then how are we going to drive people? So then I figured out how to do a website. And then here we are. So
that's how it works. Right. That explains it. So,
yeah. Okay. So I was like, right. I thought I was an accountant. But anyway, okay. So
you should have got an email right
that.
Now. Yeah, there's an email that says Local Splash initial invoice. Can you open that one up, Cody? Okay. When you open that up, there's right towards the middle, going towards the bottom, you're going to see a little link. It says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep.
Okay. Once you click on that, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. What you want to do is look for your phone number right towards the bottom. Well, it looks like I have, the 406-351-0177. Do you see that?
Yeah, hold on.
And let me know when you see the phone number. Right underneath the number, there's going to be two little boxes that you have to click on. I can go over those with you, but they're pretty self-explanatory. It says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, and then that you certify that the card information you provided, everything is accurate and complete.
One second. I'm just kind of glancing through it here.
Oh, yeah. No, take your time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No worries. Yeah. And it also, it acknowledged that this is not a contract, and that you have the right to cancel the service if you wanted to. Yeah, so just so you know what this does, I mean, it's not something that, you're not signing a contract or anything of that nature.
No.
I mean, we're not into any funny business. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years.
What this does,
it's going to give you access to our dashboard. Because we work strictly under Google guidelines, we have to give you access to our dashboard, which allows you guys to also see the progress, right? How many calls you guys are getting, how many phone calls. I mean, I'm sure you know what a dashboard portal is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this does, gives you access to that dashboard portal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So once you click on the two boxes right underneath that, or maybe two or three paragraphs right under, you're going to see your name, Cody A. Palmer. You got to type in your name right under it where it says click here and type your name. So you got to put Cody A. Palmer and then confirm signature. Let me know when you do that. I'll verify that we received it.
I just said it, yeah.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. It should have routed you over to another page that's asking you for credentials.
Yeah,
if it did that, then you did it correctly. Here, let me just double check.
Yeah, it's fair. Welcome to Local Splash.
Yep, okay, perfect. Okay, well, Cody, let me be the first one to say welcome on board to the family here at Local Splash. Our goal here is to keep a long-term relationship with Lost Boys. How do we do that? By producing results. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Right. If we're keeping you guys busy with work and generating leads, there's no reason why you guys would part ways with us. And that's what we are looking to do, to keep a long-term relationship. Do me a favor. You will get the call at 10 a.m. on Monday. Just make sure that you answer it. I will send you a courtesy email. Can I send it over to this same email that I have on file? It's just going to say, hey, you have an appointment with Local Splash on Monday at 10 a.m., just as a courtesy reminder. Please do that. Again, thank you, Cody. Also, thank Mike and let him and
you're everyone. Welcome.
If I talk to him again, I'll definitely let him know that it's not
thank
in
you.
His best interest to ever get rid of you. But if he does,
thank you.
We will definitely pick you up. That's for sure.
For sure.
Again, Cody, thank you so much. We'll talk on Monday. Monday, 10 a.m. Just do me a favor, set a little phone reminder or something so you don't miss the call. Because if you do, then we have to, find another opening within our IT department, and sometimes that can be a pain. So just try to, to make sure you get the call on Monday, 10 a.m.
For sure. Will do.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Palmer, thank you so much. And, again, welcome on board, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Thanks.